Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 24th of June, 2021. We have all the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, those of you that have loved those long Apple TV Plus trials, well, that's about to come to an end. That's because Apple will begin shortening those free TV Plus trials to just 3 months now, starting July 1st. That's right, people who buy new Apple devices will now only be offered a 3-month free trial for the video streaming service. Now, the reason why Apple's doing this, they're not saying. The only reason why actually we know about it is because in fine print on the new Apple TV product page, it clearly lists the promotion now is for 3 months only. There is a little bit of a silver lining here, however, though. If you do happen to buy and activate a device before June 30th, you can actually still take advantage of the original 1-year promotion. Staying with Apple News, AirTag fanatics out there, you got a firmware update. This new firmware adds anti-stalking security enhancements. It's actually just a slightly different build. The build number was 1A287B, while the old firmware was 1A276D. Apparently what this build does in the firmware just refines the anti-stalking security enhancements that actually were already there earlier this month. Now, given the fact that they're basically the same firmware, it's not really possible to tell the old firmware from the new firmware, meaning you'll have no idea if it's been updated or not. And you can't go ahead and force an AirTag update either, because it's something that's done over the air through a connected iPhone. So if you want to make sure your AirTags get the latest firmware update, better keep them near your iPhone for a little while. Microsoft Edge users, it's about to get a little easier for you to share web pages between your devices. Yes, Microsoft's including this in their latest rolling out of its public release of Edge. Of course, this doesn't matter if you're on Windows 10 or even a Mac OS user. Now, this will all be done with the sharing tab, where you can now start reading a web page on your computer, and then you can send it on over to your laptop or even your smartphone. There actually was a test back in April for this, and apparently now we've got the Microsoft seal of approval. It's ready to go. Now, to be able to tell if you've got the feature already, you'll see a new laptop and smartphone icon in the address bar. Then tapping on it will display a list of devices where you have actually Edge installed on. And of course, you're going to have to be logged into your Microsoft account as well. Now, if you're on your iOS or Android device, links you send will actually appear in a prompt that you'll be able to access through the notification tray. If you're on your Windows machine, they'll actually show up in the Action Center. And finally, looks like the folks over there in the U.S. at Epic Systems have had kind of an epic fail. Yeah, they had an algorithm for hospitals that was designed to predict a deadly condition, that condition being sepsis. I'm sure most hospitals said to Epic Systems, hey, yeah, sign me up, that's a good idea. Problem is, though, the AI, yeah, it failed. Well, not completely. It just didn't really work as advertised. Apparently, the Epic Systems alert was supposed to let people know 76% of the time that there was a sepsis problem. Come to find out, though, it only worked about 63% of the time. Now, we all know sepsis kind of hard to spot early. And of course, getting treatment as soon as possible chances your survival rate. So yeah, 13% pretty much can mean life or death. Now, apparently they found out what the problem was. It all has to do with the algorithm. Well, of course it does. And it was all in the way that it was developed. Apparently it defined sepsis based on when a doctor would submit a bill for treatment, not actually when the patient developed the symptoms. So it's kind of back to the old algorithm drawing board. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Hop on over there and get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there, including the new show, of course, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. You can also find us on our Facebook page and give us a like there at British Tech Network, or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our BTN community and join us in our Slack room today. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun. So do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show. Sorry, boys and girls, we will not be having a Friday edition for you tomorrow. We will, I promise, be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen on Friday, of course, with the Microsoft event, and over the weekend, too. But until then, hope you have a great Thursday. Enjoy your Friday. Have an excellent weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.